Obviously, we knew coming off the back of last week's performance, which was fantastic, that we had to go again. Obviously, it was a good team performance last week, but that was quickly forgotten about. We worked hard in training, and we knew it was going to be a tough game today. And I thought we was worthy of the 3 points coming into the game.
Incredible goal from you. Just talk us through what was going through your mind and how early in your head did you have the idea of, well, I don't know, 45 yards or say, maybe even more, going over the top of the keeper?
Yeah, I mean, first 5-10 minutes, it was lively. The ball was bouncing around everywhere and I just kept glimpsing the keeper off his line. And I just said to myself, if it comes and I get half a chance, I'm going to go for it. I didn't think I'd get half a chance on my left foot, but I still took it. And delighted that it went in.
So. Where does that rank then? I mean, you've scored a fair few over the years. Where does that one get?
Yeah, it creeps into my top three, I think, just about.
No. What's it beaten by? You saved it for the TV cameras as
well. Yeah, no, it was. It's obviously one of the better ones that I've scored. No doubt. I've not looked at my phone yet. No doubt Charlie Adams probably going to give me a text, because obviously he got one in last season, didn't he? So.
Now, Blackburn had the SAS, Shearer and Sutton. Stevens and Sidwell seem to be working pretty well in that midfield.
Yeah, no, it's going well at the minute. I mean, not just obviously me and Dow, obviously me and Ollie, when we was in there before. You know, I think just partnerships all around the pitch, really. You look at Duffers and Dunkey, magnificent up top, Sam and Muzza. So I think through the spine of the team, you know, it's working well, and obviously that's the platform there to build on. But now, as you say, we've got the momentum going, and we need to keep that going.
Now, you scored in the 11th minute. Just talk us through the tribute to Anthony and his father.
Yeah, no, it's obviously been a tough week for the group of lads, and you know, we said if we score today, then we was going to dedicate it to him and his family, and obviously his dad. So, you know, our thoughts are obviously with him, because, you know, football is obviously a fantastic sport that we all love. But, you know, family comes priority and comes first. So we're lucky here. We've got a great group of people, a real tight-knit group. And we dedicate that goal and that victory and that performance and the 3 points to him and his family.
Had you decided beforehand that if you scored, you'd get the shirt and get the 11 out?
Yeah, 100%. You know, we said if we score, we were going to go over to the bench, get it out. We knew we'd be watching. Obviously, it'd be on Sky as well. And it was just a mark of respect to him, his family, that his thoughts are with us.
And how would you describe the unity on and off the pitch at the football club at the moment?
I don't think at the moment. I think it's since I've been here. You know, this you know, you see banners, you know, throughout home games and away games. It's togetherness, you know, and that shows. That shows within in the group, in that changing room, throughout the whole building, at the training ground, for all the fans. It's a special town, you know, and hopefully if we keep plugging away, maybe this year could be our year.
And you say that, I know you've got the international break, but you need to keep this going. You've got Villa coming up, another club you know well, on the Friday night. Some big games coming up in December as well. You've got to keep pushing on.
Yeah, of course. I mean, this league, it changes so quick. A couple of victories or losses, it spins things on its head. So listen, we don't really look at the league now. We just keep going, we keep taking it game by game, because that's all you can do. We get past Christmas into January and then it starts getting down to the nitty gritty. But at the moment, we've got momentum, we're in a fine bit of form, and we keep plugging away.